T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it was a tough weekend in the Soutab house, and the mudroom was no consolation. The expansive mudroom with the chandeliers and the vaulted ceilings. Did you watch Hamilton in the mudroom?
No, I did not, and I don't have an expansive mudroom, but I was trying to watch it, and it was a big fail.
So I got a text from Sue that she had... And it was late, too. It was like 9... It was... Well, it wasn't that. It was like 8:30, 9
like
o'clock
8:30,
on
yeah.
Saturday night. You downloaded the Disney app. You're going to watch Hamilton, and you couldn't... Get it
on our TV. Somehow. We have a smart TV, but you have to have a new smart TV. Yeah. And then you were like, well, you can just download it and then bounce it over with this and that. And I didn't know what you were talking about. And so it was just a big fail. We gave up.
Hamilton disappointment.
I know.
Now you got the Disney Plus app, though. But have you put a hate on that? And you're like, the hell with it. I'm not going to, you know.
Well, that's the thing. Because you got to pay $6.99 a month for it.
Right.
So I'm sort of like,
Well, can you just download it, watch it, and then that's what I do. Then I just cancel it right away.
Well,
so
of course
I don't have to pay.
Do.
Can you do that?
Wait, so you cancel it right away so you don't have to pay for it at all?
No.
You can't do that. I think some of them you can do like 7 days, no?
The Disney people are on to that. People who like download it just to watch Hamilton. I mean, maybe you heard a little something about the popular... Like, they know that people
are
going to
try to do that. You got to pay at least 1 month, I would think.
Yeah, you got to get 1 month out and then cancel it. But how many of these type of subscriptions do you have? I've got a couple, and I think if I looked into it, I'd find out I have more. We don't do well with those. We just sign up for them, and then we don't realize we have as many of them as we do.
And that's what they hope for.
Yeah.
I mean, any subscription company doesn't care that you use it, read it, whatever. They just want you to forget that you have it and keep going and going and going and going, which you have done many times.
Well, so do you have Netflix?
I have Netflix, yes.
Do you have Amazon Prime?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you have... Vimeo?
No.
Oh.
Do you have
Hulu?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you have, you get Disney Plus now, Kendra?
Not yet.
Do you get the newspaper or magazines?
Not anymore.
You canceled all those?
Tom gets the New Yorker.
New Yorker's nice.
Yeah, he gets that, and that's weekly.
I think we might have let that go. We still get the Boston Globe.
Yeah, no.
I've said this before. Yeah. We get the Sunday Globe, and it gives you... So, you know, access to online, which is nice. I'm telling you, it comes at the end of the driveway on Sunday morning in a little plastic bag. I walk out there like Tony Soprano, and I get it, and I bring it in.
In your slippers,
in my robe. And then I take the previous Sunday's paper, which is exactly where it has sat for 1 week. Nobody's touched it. And I put that in the recycling, and I put the new one in its place. Like, we just read it all online.
Oh, so you
I don't
read
know what
we
get
it.
The paper for.
Right.
But my wife won't let me.
Well, that's the thing. I do everything online now, too, so I canceled the actual physical paper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any other, do you ever have any random things on your credit card bill that you didn't realize were there, or, you know, something you checked a box somewhere online
right.
and suddenly
you're
subscribed?
Right, and then all of a sudden you're subscribed. Yeah. You have some of those.
We have too many of those. We had one with... We currently have
more than anybody I know.
Yeah,
you have a lot of subscriptions.
So many subscriptions.
Because everybody's got that, like the codes to get onto the TV and like they want to watch something. We have something, just in the last week or two, we got rid of some CBS All Access thing that one of my kids, I think, had at college. They wanted to watch Patriots game or something and signed up for it. So that was $8 a month. There was a thing for, I'm telling you, for like a year, maybe a year plus, that one of my daughters signed up for. Have you ever heard of Fabletics?
Yes, I love Fabletics.
Yeah,
it's
I
remember like this
Hudson,
investigation. Yes,
her athletic wear line.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
there was something where it was like $50
a
month.
Yes, and you were paying, and it was like a couple hundred dollars, and you were like, what is this?
And they inadvertently signed up for the monthly thing, and then all of a sudden you were like,
nobody would own it in my house. I mean, I asked repeatedly, what is Fabletics? Why is this on the credit card? What is this? And nobody
My girls are the same way. They're like, oh, Emma did it. No, I think Katie did it. Yeah, no, we don't know.
Like this. Right, so
and they were getting like the boxes of like the athletic wear to try on, right? And then
I don't know that anybody was getting anything. I was like, look, if you got it and you're getting $50
they were getting something.
Yes,
of course they were.
They get all the sports bras with the leggings that match, and then you keep it.
You keep a return, but you know it's, they probably didn't bother returning.
Send it back if you want.
Yeah.
This, you know what this reminds me
you
of?
You bought
this
a lot of athletic wear.
And if you're of a certain age, you'll remember. Do you remember the Columbia Record Club or something like that, where you'd sign up and they'd get you in the door and say, pick 10 albums that you want or 10 CDs that you want, and we'll just send them to you for a penny.
Yeah.
And then you're on the hook for like one a month.
Yep.
And that one a month is
always
like...
And the one
like
a month you pay full price
full
for.
Full price
for.
Yeah,
but the penny gets you.
The Grateful Dead live double album or something like that. Yeah.
I think we all get hooked in.
I'm paying $15 a month for a website that I signed up for about probably 20 years ago. I should probably cancel it.
Built a website, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I have like 12 of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I should probably unsubscribe.
You spend an hour and start canceling those things, and you'll, you know, put a little nest egg aside, like, hey, we're going out to dinner this weekend because canceled the subscriptions.
Mm-hmm. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.